Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with a look at health and medical news. Wouldn't it be great if you could go to the grocery store and add everything up in your head so you know what you're spending before you get to the checkout? Well, in the future, if you want to improve your ability to manipulate numbers in your head, you might just have to plug yourself in. That's what research in the journal Current Biology shows. Scientists from the University of Oxford found a non-invasive form of brain stimulation when applied to a certain area of your head can help you be better at math. It's called transcranial random noise stimulation, and they're not sure how it works, but it does seem to work, and they say it could help people who struggle with adding and subtracting in their head get better at it. They say more research is needed, and they say don't try this at home. And now we'll change gears a bit to talk about something that's not so fun. Researchers found that depressed, middle-aged women have almost double the risk of having a stroke than those who are not depressed. This is according to research published in Stroke, the Journal of the American Heart Association. Now, they found depressed women had a 2.4 times greater risk of stroke. They say this means doctors need to recognize the serious nature of mental illness and what effects it can have long term. And in other news, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is calling for all baby boomers to be checked out for hepatitis C. For reasons not entirely clear, Americans born between 1945 and 1965 are 5 times more likely to be infected. Hepatitis can linger in the body and cause damage to the liver as we age. Now, most people infected with the hepatitis C virus have no symptoms, and most don't know they have the hepatitis C infection until liver damage shows up decades later during routine medical tests. Here's Mayo Clinic Dr. Stacy Rizza.
If a person is infected as a child, then they're more likely to have it for a very long time. If somebody is infected as an adult, they have anywhere from about a 60 to 80% chance of becoming chronically infected. If the hepatitis C isn't treated and a person does progress and have what we call fibrosis or scarring of the liver, then they can always go on to what we call end-stage liver disease, essentially when the liver stops working.
Hepatitis C is passed through contact with contaminated blood, most commonly through needles shared during illegal drug use. Hepatitis C infection is treated with antiviral medications intended to clear the virus from the body. And finally, kids need to move more, and video gaming might be a way to get them off the couch. Researchers who published a study in the journal Pediatrics suggest active video gaming, or exergaming, could improve children's health. You see, obesity in kids is linked to inactivity, so using exergaming, where kids' motions control the game, has become popular and could be a great alternative form of exercise. And the kids like it, so they might just keep doing it. And that's a look at health and medical news. I'm Vivian Williams.